Maricopa County in Arizona has passed a Republican resolution to ban the jab. Yep. State Committeeman Dan Schultz submitted the ban the jab resolution to the Maricopa County Republican Party Saturday, January 13th in Arizona. The resolution passed with 87.5% of the vote. 87. And by the way, Dan Schultz here with Precinct Strategy, an attorney for the former defense intelligence officer at West Point as well. Dan, good to have you back.
Hi, thanks for having me on your program. Appreciate it.
So nice win there in Maricopa County. I mean, it's a resolution, doesn't sound binding, but it's a nice proclamation to say the least, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. It's it started with Joe Sansone, Dr. Joe in Lee County, Florida, and then nine more county committees have passed it in Florida. It then spread to Idaho. The state committee in Idaho passed it. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do the same thing here in Arizona on the 27th of January when we have our state meeting. I submitted an identical resolution there. I don't know if it got through the resolutions committee. I hope so. I haven't asked yet because I don't want to jinx it, right? But I submitted it, and hopefully we'll have the entire state committeemen also do the same as we did in Maricopa County and pass it as well, and then try to get traction with it, because it calls on our state legislature and our governor to ban these bioterrorism weapons that are called vaccines when they're not vaccines. They are killing people, and they should not be allowed to be sold and used.
Happens to the people? I mean, I have to ask this, Dan, for people on the left who are open advocates of, you know, abortion up to the moment of birth, because, you know, you can't tell a woman what she can do with her body, even though that's not her body, but that's an argument for a different day. What happened to those folks when it comes to medical autonomy? They think the state should demand and tell you what you're allowed to do with your body when it comes to that, but you're not allowed to tell them what to do when it comes to abortion. It seems like quite a double standard to me.
Very much so. I tell people never argue with a liberal. They are like little children. They were unable to for some reason to move into adulthood and start to, you know, reason. They just can't think like you and I do logically. And so they hold these diametrically opposed concepts in their mind, and there's no reason to ever try to reason with them. They're like bratty children. So what I instead tell people to do is outnumber them in the political sphere. And the way we do that is by filling up all the vacant Republican Party precinct committeeman slots where we live. And even in Maricopa County, where we achieved this, over half of our slots still are vacant. We've got to populate the Republican Party politically. There's only one way to do it. It's by becoming a voting member of the local committee where you live, and then start changing things politically. And that's what we're trying to do here in I've been trying to do for like the last 15 years, and it's starting to gain traction. So I know you've had Steve Stern, the flag shirt guy, on many times.
Oh, sure.
He's one of my cohorts. And that's what we're trying to do together, is we're trying to change the body politic by infusing it through the Republican Party with more conservatives.
Yeah, he's been pushing the precinct strategy here with me on this program for quite some time. And for people that don't know what the precinct strategy is, please just explain it so they understand how you get your hands back on the wheel and try to steer this thing out of the ditch.
Yeah, it's real simple. It's essentially showing up at your local Republican Party committee meeting every month, or in some cases every 2 months, to participate in the process. I learned it in seventh grade in basic American civics, which was then part of social studies in public schools in Wisconsin, where I grew up, way back in 1968 and 1969 when I was in seventh grade, which tells you how ancient I am.
Wow.
And what we have to do is we have to start participating again in party politics. Over half of these slots are vacant. So I explain it all at precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. That's the place to go to get started. And as I said earlier, even here in Maricopa County, unfortunately, despite the fact that we were able to pass this ban the jab resolution, we also passed a resolution with an even higher percentage to endorse Donald Trump for the nomination for president, which was also terrific. But we've got to get more people involved so that we can get out the vote in both the primary and in the general, not the average get out the vote performance, but we've got to get, like I have achieved in my precinct with all 10 of our precinct committeeman slots in my precinct filled, we got over 90% of Republicans to go vote in the 2020 presidential election.
Right.
But the average in a precinct in Arizona was only 72%.
So you've outperformed, and you have to outperform. Look, in conversations I've had, like with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and so forth and others recently, they say, is there going to be cheating? Yeah, there's going to be cheating. How do you defeat the cheating? By overwhelming them with massive turnout.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And what you do is, and by the way, Michael Flynn has become a precinct committeeman in Sarasota County, Florida, along with his wife, and I believe also one of their children, who's a voting age. You've got to start participating in the process. We can take over the Republican Party if enough of us participate. And my hat is off to Donald Trump because he endorsed the precinct committeeman strategy on February 27th of 2022. It's on my website. His endorsement. He did a very good job in Iowa encouraging people for the first time to actually participate in the process. Like, you know, he called it the commit to caucus movement. And that's what we've got to do. We have got to start participating locally where we live. Whether you're in a caucus state like Iowa or in a state like Arizona, where the way to become a precinct committeeman every 2 years is to run in the primary.
Right. You got to get involved, though. There's the key. You got to get involved. And you can't sit on the couch and bump your gums and talk about how things were stolen. If you don't bother to vote, you're part of the problem. Dan Schultz, Precinct Strategy, greatly appreciate you being here. Congratulations on that ban the jab resolution.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
I do appreciate it myself. Back after this, it's the Steve Gerber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Miller, a dentist and a volunteer for Dental Lifeline Network. I learned about DLN shortly after graduating dental school. I wanted to help people who are not able to access the oral health care they need. As a new dentist, I wondered, do I have the skills to provide the care they need? And do I have the time when trying to build a new practice? Even now, after 10 years, I can tell other dentists, yes, you can, and this is a no-brainer. Dental Lifeline Network is a nonprofit that has helped me literally change the lives of people in my community through the Donated Dental Services program. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need each year. If you're a dentist or know a dentist, please share this important information. It's easy. DLN screens those in need and coordinates the initial appointment. Patients are treated right in your office on your schedule. If you're like me and want to make a real difference in someone's life, DLN makes it possible.
Go to willyouseeone.org to learn more. That's willyouseeone.org.